So Haley Cormier, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for asking me.
You're organizing a protest for this Saturday in front of Moncton City Hall, calling for rent control in New Brunswick. Can you give us some background on what motivated you to call this protest?
Normally, I'm not the type of person to step up and do something like this. I'm kind of a behind-the-scenes person. I don't like a lot of attention on myself. But with everything, it's more personal for me. I was working full-time, and then with COVID, I lost my job, so I was collecting the CERB for a little while, but when I called them, because of certain circumstances, they said I no longer qualify, so I needed to go on social assistance. So my struggle was, I'm in a building right now, that's a one bedroom, everything included for $800. They sold the building without me even knowing. Obviously, they don't have to tell you. We were informed on the first day of the month when they said, hey, we're your new landlord. You're going to have to pay us rent, not your old landlord. And it was just a note on my door. No one ever contacted me. So because I can't afford it, I have no choice but to move. Like they want the utilities put in our name. I can't do that. So I'm personally in this situation with the K-Squared company that is doing this with all these buildings. And I'm also on assistance and waiting for NB Housing on the emergency list. So I'm like right in the middle of it personally. So that's my motivation for doing the protest.
Wow. That's quite a situation. One of the things you mentioned that the protest will be calling for a rent cap.
Yes, because there's no rent cap in New Brunswick whatsoever.
Can you tell me a bit why you feel that's going to be a good solution right now?
Well, I don't think it's actually going to be the solution. I think there's a lot of things that need to change and a lot of things that need to be done. I don't think the rent cap is the answer. I think it's just one step into the right direction. I think the rent cap will obviously help because landlords that move come in from other places like Ontario, where, you know, it might be higher living costs than it is in New Brunswick. They're used to that. They come in here, they're buying all these buildings or managing these buildings for new owners. Excuse me, I'll correct that. And they can just continuously put it up. There's no limit on percentage. There's no limit on price. There's no limit on anything. So for me, it's like, when does it get serious enough to say, hey, we need to stop? When it's $5,000 for a one bedroom, like they can literally keep putting it up as much as they want. As long as you're not in a fixed tenancy, is what I was told by the Reynoldsmen. Mm-hmm. So with no rent cap, we have no rights and everybody will be on the streets. Like, this isn't just affecting, you know, the homeless or the low income or the people on assistance like me. This is also affecting single parent, double income families, like two parents working full time. Like, they can't even afford these prices. So like, what's going to happen when nobody can afford to live in New Brunswick? They're either going to be homeless or they're going to have to move.
Mm-hmm. And so, I guess in your situation, a rent cap would have prevented that sort of shock of that sudden change.
Exactly. Yep.
Right.
Exactly. Because I'm going from 800, everything included, to 900, nothing included. So it would cost me about $1,200 for a one bedroom. And everything in this building is bad. It's an old building. It's supposed to be non-smoking. They smoke. The washer and dryer don't work. Haven't for about 5 months. There's only one working washer and dryer for a 12-unit building. They know about this. They said they were going to install mini splits. They never did. They can do whatever they want, and they can continue to raise it with no renovations and no fixing anything. And that's not right.
Just one more thing, I guess. I have heard from others that there's a lot of difficulty in finding new places right now. And I guess that could contribute
very
to,
limited.
yeah, that could contribute to, you know, the property owners being able to hike their prices. Were you able to find another place?
No, not yet. I'm waiting for MB Housing, and I think I might have a place. My social worker called me, and she's like, it's not 100% sure, but I think I might have a place for you. So I should know by the end of the week. So about the apartments, the one thing about this company coming in and doing that and raising all the prices is the fact that everybody that has rental properties are now going, well, everything, like I was renting my two bedroom for $800, everything included, but wow, look at all these prices, everybody's raising it. Well, I'm going to do the same. So now people that are getting these new rental places, whether it's a house or a duplex or, you know, two bedroom or three bedroom, or they're renting out their basement, they're asking ridiculous prices. And you can tell just by the comments, you go on, and I thought there was one three bedroom, it was $1,700, nothing included. And it was a tiny little cottage home, like nothing included for $1,700. Like even two working people can't afford that. They're going two bedrooms for like $1,500 and $1,600, nothing included. Like it's ridiculous. And I mean, some of these are really nice places, but it's still, I think I just seen a house today, $3,600 for a three bedroom house. And I'm taking screenshots of all of it because I'm just like in shock. I can't believe the prices. I don't understand how it's justified. There should be a limit on how much a two bedroom or how much a three bedroom should, you know, be worth or whatever.
Have you been in contact with anyone from the city of Moncton or from the province about this?
Just City Hall, personally. I have a friend who is friends with the mayor, Don, and also another city official. He's really trying hard to get me to have a meeting, like face-to-face, sitting down, even if it was over the phone or Zoom or whatever, but like to get a meeting with me and the mayor and the city councilor. Because I guess he didn't tell me the name of this person, but I guess this person has been fighting for the rent cap in Moncton. But because it's not a municipal thing, it's a federal thing, or a provincial, sorry, not federal. I don't know why I keep saying federal, but yeah, provincial thing. So it's got to be, you know, everybody in the province standing up and going to, I think it'd be in Fredericton would be our provincial office or whatever. I don't know much about this stuff. So, yeah.
Like you said, you're just getting into this, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. It was more of a personal thing for me. I just seen a bunch of people say, hey, if someone makes a protest, I'll come. Hey, if someone makes a protest, I'll go. I'll protest this. I'll protest that. And I thought, well, nobody's making it, but we should be doing this. Like everybody's saying they would, you know, be in on it and they'll all support it. So I thought, why not? Like, why not step up and do something? I'm being affected directly, so maybe I should finally, you know, step out of my comfort zone and do something that I wouldn't normally do.